is the Surgeon General there?
He is. Good morning. This is Rich Carmona.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions, and it's for tape, so that we'll cut it up and we'll use it in newscasts later today.
Whatever you like, that's fine. I'm happy to be with you. You know, New York's my old stomping ground.
Oh, it is? You grew up here?
I grew up there, right in New York City, born and raised in Harlem and Washington Heights.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you don't want to be here today because it's like 1,000 degrees.
I'm in D.C. and it's 1,001.
Oh, okay then. Then you know what I'm talking about. Can I just start by asking you why, like, this month are you, you know, talking about how to be healthy when you're pregnant? I believe it's August is like a special month or something.
Yeah, for breastfeeding, where, you know, breastfeeding awareness, and what we're trying to do is to increase the knowledge base of all moms and dads and families to understand how important it is for babies to be breastfed.
Okay, and what kind of tips are you offering expecting mothers?
Well, the first thing is we want moms to understand that there's a lot of reasons to breastfeed, the bonding issue with their new baby, and also the fact that most studies that have been done in this area demonstrate that there's decreased infections. Baby has less diarrhea, less ear infections, less respiratory infections, and very important today is also that babies will grow up having less tendency toward obesity. So we recommend that moms exclusively breastfeed for the first 6 months at least, because of the reduction in many of these risks and growing a healthier baby.
But the mother has to be careful about what they're doing to their body when they're breastfeeding, I'm sure, right?
Oh, no question. And, you know, that's a very good point, because moms who drink, moms who smoke, moms who may not be eating healthy, remember, when you eat, you're eating for two, and the breast milk is going to carry much of what you take in or traces of what you take in. So you have to assume that that's all being transferred to your baby.
And if someone wants more information than what you're just giving me that we're going to have time to put into, you know, a 40-second wrap, where can they go for more information on, you know, healthy eating and what to do when they're expecting and breastfeeding and all that?
Well, there's a couple of websites that they can go to, and certainly many people being, knowing how to use the web, can Google just about anything they want. But La Leche League, the www.laLecheLeague.org has information. HHS.gov, CDC.gov, which is part of HHS or Health and Human Services. So there are a number of organizations. But most importantly, talk to your primary care physicians. Talk to your obstetrician gynecologist. Talk to your pediatrician, because they have this information for you.
Now, obviously, August is National Breastfeeding Awareness Month, so that's why you're doing this and that's why you're talking about breastfeeding. But say you can't or you don't want to, what else can you do to healthfully feed your baby if you don't want to breastfeed?
Well, probably the most important thing, if for some reason you can't or won't, is to speak to your pediatrician about what the best alternatives are in the situation that you have. But there are very few situations that prevent a mom from breastfeeding. But if that arises, for whatever the reason, your best bet is to talk to your doctor and make sure you get the best options.
Okay, and also I see on this press release 2005 is the year of the healthy child. So in addition to the healthy breastfeeding, there's also other tips that you're offering parents about when they sleep and when they're in the back of the car?
Absolutely, and if you check on our website, that's surgeongeneral.gov, or go to the HHS.gov and you'll see links to my website. Because it's the year of the healthy child, and we've targeted all of the areas that lend itself to improving the health and wellness and safety of our children as they grow, you'll find tips and tip sheets that have been distributed previously.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, too. Bye.